Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, and I would like to read with you verses 35 through 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39, where the Word of God says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. And that's one of my favorite passages of Scripture in the book of Hebrews, if indeed not in the context of the entire New Testament, because it's so encouraging to me, and I think that it will be encouraging to you as well as you take heed to it. Each one of those verses have with them a particular lesson for us to learn. For instance, verse 35 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." That simply means that no matter what we go through in life, we can have confidence in God to work. And as we see that God has worked in our lives in the past, we have the confidence of knowing that He will work in our lives in the present and in the future, no matter what it is we are facing. Verse 36 encourages us to do the will of God. He says, "For ye have need of patience, but after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." In the midst of a situation that you are waiting for God to do something special, don't give up your confidence in God. Continue to do His will, obey His word, and in time you will be able to see Him work. Verse 35 tells us that we can be focusing on the return of Christ, where He says, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." We never know when the rapture is going to happen. It could be today. So as we go through the difficulties and the trials and the circumstances of life, let's not look down at those circumstances. Let's keep looking up and awaiting the second coming of Christ in the rapture. Verse 38 tells us to have faith in God. It says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." God is not pleased with a person who does not have faith. But those who are just, that is, those who are walking with the Lord, will continue to have faith in God no matter what the circumstances may be, realizing that in God's time and in God's way, He is going to work. And then verse 39 of Hebrews 10 tells us to stay close to God. Stay close to God all of the time. It says, "But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Yes, we believe to the saving of the soul. As we continue to stay close to God, we know that God is going to work, God is going to deliver, and God is going to give us the victory. So cast not away, therefore, your confidence in the Lord. It has great recompense of reward. Have faith in Him. Watch Him work. You'll be strengthened, God will be honored, and your testimony for the Lord will be very, very clear. Father, I thank You for this passage of Scripture. I thank You for the encouragement that it gives to us, and I pray that You'll take this little text today and use it to encourage all of us to have confidence in Your working, knowing that in Your way, You will work in Your time for Your will, for Your glory. In Jesus' name we pray and thank You for it. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment's of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.